Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is our gambling segment.
Gambling makes it bearable.
Did you buy the hook?
You know what? But I don't know what the hook means.
We do it every week.
Gambling is the only way that makes it for you.
No, it is.
It includes mud.
Action, action, action. Bing, bang, boom.
So it's mud versus the show.
I made my dad make the bet for me.
You get it 6.5.
How do you get it for 6.5?
5.5. Double the chips.
What?
All right, here we go. Time to get it going. It's mud versus the show every single week.
There's so much dog hair on your jacket.
So disgusting.
I'm disgusting. Dog fur on
mud. Dance like Elaine Bennett. You have a dirty jacket. It's gross.
We got to get her a lint
cat lady.
Look, I lint rolled it yesterday.
In one day?
This is what happened.
Well, then you rolled and snuggled with your dog in the ground. So that's what happened.
Before you break any news today?
Did he break news?
Any news you want to break?
On Deion Sanders?
Yeah.
No.
It's not official. What are you hearing?
Oh, I can't talk about it.
It's official.
Christian.
Coach Prime. Coach Prime.
Christian,
that's huge. That's huge. We'll talk off the air. It's huge.
You're going to get me
huge.
In trouble. I am
Deion Sanders to Colorado. Former Corey Buffalo, Christian Foray. Add that to the trendings tonight.
Yahoo Sports. Add that to the trendings. Up.
Oh, your boy. Post.
Congrats, bud.
I don't know.
That's true.
He's getting red.
I don't know.
Free Caleb. Open up the offense. Let's go.
Hashtag.
Caleb.
All right. Every week we pick three games. We always pick the Patriots and two others. Then we got our survivor pool, which is amazing, but we've actually lasted 2 weeks, all of us. Earlier yesterday, we had to do the Patriots, right? So Mego and Mutt both took Buffalo -3.5.
Boom.
So both sides starting off with a W. So now it's Foyer and I. Mutt, you got a couple of games. We'll do our survivors as well.
Yeah.
Foyer, why don't you start? What game
are
you liking?
I'm going to go first.
Yeah, what game are you liking?
This is the game I like. Deshaun Watson. Uh-oh. Making his return.
Oh, God.
You seem a little excited for this.
Yeah,
I'm
this
not.
Is gross.
Well, yeah, I am.
Sure? You love Deshaun.
No, I love
massages.
I love
Snyder.
I do love massages, but I like them to be clean and safe for everybody. This is a big
saying
game.
The
this is a big game. He hasn't played like forever. He's playing against Houston. He hasn't played in over a year and a half. You get a big win with Jacoby Brissett in overtime against the Tampa Bay Bucks, and now it's your turn, right? I think they start off 2-1, and now what are they, 4-something or something like that? 4-7. So I think this is huge, and they're playing against the Houston Texans. The line is -7. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns. I think they win. Think about all the – it's funny, like you forget about all the talent that they have with Cooper and Juco and Chubb and all that stuff. Like, this should be interesting. Is he going to be amazingly, raw? Is
rusty,
he going to be
right?
Rusty?
He's played in 700 days.
He hasn't played in forever. What's he look like? Does he fumble the ball, or does he look like a maniac possessed? So I'm going to take the Browns.
He's a maniac. There's some news that says he's a maniac.
He is a maniac. I like that. All right, what do you got there, Mutt?
All right, this thing has moved 1.5 since we talked about this on the BetQL Boston podcast. You can check that out now. I want the Chiefs laying 2.5 at Cincinnati. Revenge game, baby. Obviously, since he knocked off the Chiefs last year in the postseason, Kansas City, number one offense in the NFL. Cincinnati does a bad job against tight ends. One of the 12 worst tight ends defenses in the NFL. How about this for Mahomes, guys? 17-5-1 as a dog or favorite of 3 or less. He's 26-0 in his last 26 games, November-December. His last November or December loss was in 2019. They're going to win this game. It's less than a field goal. Gimme Mahomes and Kansas City on the road, knocking off Cincy, best team in the NFL.
Oh, I like that one. I do like the Kansas City Chiefs.
I like the tight end.
Look at you, Coach.
Little revenge, but I just worry about Burrow.
Be weird.
Chase is back, right? He's not going to be.
Chase is going to play.
Full load.
Mixon's still in concussion protocol,
yeah,
so we'll see.
He might be available as well. All right. My game
is
actually. You know what? There was a couple. I got off the Chargers bandwagon, right? Because I was actually thinking them.
You
but
hate
I just,
their coach.
I hate their coach. They burned me in the past already. So then there was another one. I was thinking about your guy up there in Detroit going on the road down in Jacksonville. But I'm going to settle in because I actually believe I'm taking Pittsburgh -1 going out to Atlanta. Pittsburgh's running defense against Atlanta, I think, can shut it down. Pitts is out. He's done for the year, but still he hasn't really been effective. I just think coming out of the bye, like Pickett has looked a lot better. Najee Harris will be playing. Jalen Warren will be playing. Pickens, I think, is getting going. So I don't know. Pittsburgh, I think, is playing good football. And I think they go down to Atlanta, who covered the first 6 weeks and are now 1-5 in the last six ATS. I just don't think they're a good football team. I think they can shut down Patterson and win that football game rather easily.
You're betting the best underdog coach in the NFL getting a point in Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin covers 75% of the time as a dog after week five. I'm betting the second best underdog coach in the NFL. The guy that should be the next coach of the Patriots, Mike Vrabel. His team's getting 4.5. Remember Mike Vrabel? Remember him, Christian? Remember him?
Linebacker, right?
Name familiar with him? Tight end, I thought.
No. Linebacker. strictly a linebacker.
Getting 4.5 at Philadelphia. Vrabel, 21-7 against the spread. As a dog of 3 or more points, he's 19-9 straight up, so he wins these games. Philadelphia's weakness, run defense, 25th in the NFL. It's a big Derrick Henry game. 4.5 is too many. I'm going to bet a little money line action on this as well, which is right now plus 180. I want the Titans +4.5 against the Eagles.
All right, there it is, Titans. Eagles. We got that down. Now, it is amazing.
Are we all live?
All four of us are alive in the Survivor picks. So we actually have to pay attention to kind of like who we've already selected.
Okay.
For like the first time all year.
I hope you're keeping track of this.
I am. You've already taken San Fran and Miami.
Okay.
Mego's taking Washington and Miami. I took Baltimore and Miami. Big Miami week last week. Fourier took Kansas City and Buffalo. So you can't select those teams. Okay. I'll start with Mego because she hasn't played yet here today.
All right. I'm taking Baltimore. They are hosting the Broncos. We don't have to go into all the dumpster fire that Russell Wilson is leading on their offense. They have a good defense, but the Ravens are coming off an embarrassing last minute lost to the Jags last week, and Denver's defense's one weakness is against the run game. Of course, you have Lamar Jackson on the other side. He's rushed for at least 50 yards in 8 of his last 11 games. He will lead the Ravens to victory with his legs.
All right. What do you got there, Foe? Yeah,
that sounded really good. Like, right off the top of your head.
Gambling lady
does
it.
Look,
she's not dancing. She can gamble.
Watch this. I didn't write anything down.
I hear that leads to a lot of success.
Shocker for him not to write anything.
I can't believe that one.
This is going to go really smooth.
I can't believe that.
I think your delivery is going to be great in this audio format.
I'm not buying it.
Watch this. Ready?
Go ahead. I don't know how to type.
Boom. Double down.
We'll see.
Double dip or double down?
I'm going to use my double down?
Yeah.
I got the Giants over the Commanders. I'm picking the Giants. They're +2 in this game. I don't know why, but they are. I'm taking them. That's it.
Because Commanders are good.
Wait, you're telling me that you did that off the top of your head?
You're taking the Giants?
How about that? See? And all this. Why? You stress out over this. You write all this stuff down. You highlight it. Bam. All up in your face.
Wow. That was expert. Really, that was
expert
really
analysis.
Good, Christian.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead, Mutt. What do you got?
Ballmer. Give me Baltimore. Yep. I didn't use them yet. I'll use them. I was going to use the Cowboys, but I want to use them next week.
Because I made it sound
nice,
so good.
Nice, easy matchup. Well, yeah, you did a great job. Yeah, absolutely.
It's funny you mentioned that. I live for this week, Mutt, and I'm going to take the Cowboys this week.
I figured.
Because I actually fear for Matt Ryan's life. Like, honest to God, like, he just stands there, he gets hit, and they're at home at Sunday Night Football. The Cowboys aren't losing to the Indianapolis Colts, so that's where I'm going there. So that's it. We got them all picked up. Now, any of the other favorites for you this week?
Gonna
be a couple overs.
The game you mentioned, Jacksonville.
Detroit, 52?
Over. Yeah. 51 this morning. I bet the over.
Is it? 51?
That game's gonna be a shootout.
I think it's up to 52 and a hook.
DeAndre Swift over 20.5 receiving yards, too.
That's
they give
killer?
Up the second most receiving yards to running backs in the NFL.
ETN's back too, right?
He's back and healthy off the injury report.
Nice.
Ready to go.
Fantasy
too. Give me the over there.
All right, Mutt, listen, we appreciate it, dude.
Good seeing you guys, Coach Prime. I mean, Christian. Can I put that in the trending?
It would be weird.
Christian Fourier confirmed.
Don't you dare.
Yes. Awesome.
Don't you dare. Yeah,
break some news.
I don't have
for the
news.
Show.
Someone else broke it already. CBS
Thank
Sports.
You.
Someone has it. Sua Craven saying, I'm hearing primetime, a.k.a. Deion Sanders, will leave JSU. It's come down to two teams. 95% done deal. He goes to Boulder, and he's bringing a DC from Alabama with him.
Yep. Can you confirm?
No.
Okay.
Don't say anything. No, what? The Twitch is closed. We turned off Twitch.
We turned Twitch off.
I see myself right
nod
there.
Your head. Damn,
he
just, I
have no he nodded idea. Up and down and said,
the guy just said 95% Dunsky.
No.
Wow.
Listen, he ain't going to Cincinnati.
Wow.
How about that?
Do not let your son transfer. This is huge for us. I mean, you. For all of us.
You think?
Huge for the family.
Yes.
You think?
Oh, my God.
Why?
All the attention in that program now?
Okay, and then what?
All these portals, all these tight end portals, and
all the talent,
all the talent that will come in.
Yeah, all
to
the
play
tight
for
end
Coach
talent.
Can they get in? Can they get in?
Oh, please, all the tight end. There's two people here who got into Colorado. I think their standards are pretty low.
Not that hard.
No,
it is though. That's the problem. Arcan.
I could.
The problem.
When we went to school,
they think they're Stanford. They think they're Stanford.
Colorado.
Yes. Yes.
Stanford.
Again, you're smart.
77% of the transfer guys they tried again could not get in because of their grades. They couldn't get in.
And that's talking college football.
That's
here it is. Here it is.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.